The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions celebrates 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort, sponsored in part by Egg Country Farm Credit Services and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association.
In this week's Parade of Champions Spotlight, we're talking with Maren Holben of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
And so let's just start off. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in agriculture.
I've been in Becker County 4-H for 7 years now, and I show pigs and beef cattle.
Tell me a little bit about back when you started your 4-H career. What made you decide to join 4-H? And, you know, tell me a little bit about the different projects and especially livestock projects that you've pursued over the years.
So we started 4-H because when my dad was little, he was in 4-H and he showed pigs. So when we started, our first couple of years, we just showed pigs. And then I think it was my third year that I got a bottle calf from a dairy farm, and I showed it as a beef crossbred calf. And then a couple years after that, I started showing miniature Herefords. So that's kind of what I show now for beef. And then we show pigs still too.
And so have you shown both at your local county fair as well as the state fair? Or tell me a little bit more about where you've shown your respective species of livestock.
Yeah, so we mostly just show our pigs at county fair. And then my first couple of years at state fair, I took pigs down. And then we show our beef at county fair and state fair, both 4-H and FFA weekend. And then we've also taken our cattle to junior nationals and a bunch of other just like jackpot shows and shows around the area.
And so, Maren, while we know a lot has changed this summer in regards to especially the county fair and the cancellation of the state fair, you know, have you been able to still work with your livestock projects and take in a few shows? Or tell me about your summer with your projects.
Yeah, so we've been working with our animals and my animals just as we would any other year. And we've been able to go to a few shows this summer. And it's been definitely harder because a lot of like the main shows we go to throughout the year were canceled or have already been canceled that were upcoming, but we're still able to find a few shows to go to with the cancellation of the county fair and the state fair and stuff.
Obviously, state fair is a big deal for anybody that gets to participate. And so what do you look forward to every year at state fair, or what were you looking forward to specifically this year?
Well, every year I look forward to just like seeing people that we only get to see really once a year at state fair. But then this year especially, I actually became one of Minnesota 4-H's egg ambassadors. And so I was kind of looking forward to being able to like get together with all the other ones from across the state and do stuff at state fair during 4-H weekend.
And so in the final years of your 4-H career, you know, what advice do you have for younger members that are looking to join the organization, or what has 4-H taught you over the years, Maren?
I would just tell all the younger members to keep going, even if you run into like a bump in the road where you think like, this might not be for me, or like, I might not want to do this anymore. Just keep giving it a try, and because you never know what could happen in the future. And I just think it teaches us a lot of responsibility and hard work ethic, because you have to get up every morning and care for something. And even if you want to like hang out with your friends or go do something else, you still have to have the responsibility of taking care of your projects.
Is there anything throughout the years of working with, whether it be your pigs or cattle projects, that surprised you or that you didn't think you'd learn from it, but you did?
Like teamwork, I think, because like in a regular sport, you have like your regular team and you all work together. And when you're working with your livestock projects, your teammate is your animal. So it's just kind of, you have to create like a bond and like work hard and work together. And kind of when you're practicing at home and stuff, you have to learn what they like and what they don't like. And you have to kind of just get to know each other almost, to be able to work together.
Certainly. Well, and of course, all the skills that you've learned throughout these years in 4-H are going to take you down the path of your future plans. And so, you know, what is in store in the future for you, Maren? any career aspirations, college thoughts? Tell me more about what you plan to do in the future right now.
Yeah, so I'm actually going into my senior year of high school this year. And then after that, I don't really know. I kind of want to go to NDSU, but that's not for certain. But I'm thinking I want to go into agribusiness. And I don't really know what I want to do after that. But, yeah, hopefully with the help of obviously being in 4-H and FFA and stuff, that's definitely shaped what I want to do in my future. So, yeah.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by NDFB, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated.